Today's New Testament reading is from 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, through chapter 2, verse 14. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Luke Brown from St. John Lutheran Church in Westphalia, Kansas.
Praise, peace, and mercy from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our days are getting darker. I'm coming to you from southeast Kansas, and the days are literally getting shorter. The sun goes down in early evening, and by 7 o'clock, it almost seems like it's midnight. And it's getting colder, too. The flowers are dead, and trees have lost their leaves. It can seem like our world is getting darker and colder. Almost every day brings a new atrocity or act of violence and hatred, often puzzlingly perpetrated by perverted and twisted minds in the name of God. Seems as if natural law is breaking down not only around the world, but close to home, too. Often our personal lives can seem darker and colder. This time of year, we often seem to have too much to do and not enough time to do it as we hurry and scurry from one obligation to another, too busy to enjoy what we are doing. We seem to be stretched too thin in time obligations and expectations, in finances, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And it is into this darker and colder world that John comes to us this morning, and he speaks of God as light. Now, this is not normally an Advent reading. It's in the three-year lectionary as an Easter reading, but we can look at it very well through Advent eyes. John uses a theme he has used often and one that is used throughout Scripture often, describing God as light. In him, there is no darkness at all. What a wonderful, hopeful, and comforting theme in times of darkness and coldness. In Advent, we remember that in the midst of an ever-darkening reality, God is coming, and as John says, God is light. What a wonderful metaphor. Light gives life, light gives warmth, reveals what is hidden, removes darkness. Advent really isn't about waiting for Christmas. That Advent, or coming, of Jesus has already happened. The Advent of Jesus we are waiting for is his coming again in glory. And the picture John gives us in Revelation of a new reality after Jesus returns is a place where there is no need for a sun because the glory of God is its light and its lamp is the Lamb. In a darkening world, we can longingly say, "Come, Lord Jesus." There is a darkness in our lives, sins we would like to keep hidden and out of sight, even from God himself, if that were possible. Even these are revealed and eliminated and forgiven. At Advent, we remember when the light came at Christmas time, and we look forward to when Jesus will return, and there will be no more darkness. But Jesus comes to us today, too. In our worship, Jesus comes to us in the words of holy absolution and the holy gospel, where we were lifted up from the sins that drag us down and the bonds of sin and guilt are broken, so we may live the new life we've been given. Jesus comes in holy baptism, where we have been snatched from the flood of sin and death through the washing of water and the word. And in holy communion, Jesus comes and gives us his own body and blood to strengthen and encourage us. No matter where you are, no matter in what dark place you find yourself, Jesus comes to you. Jesus comes for you in love and life and forgiveness to rescue you and give you the light of his love. You have been forgiven, and because of that, we can look forward to the day of Jesus coming again, as with as much joy we do awaiting the remembrance of his first coming at Christmas. But we have nothing to fear. Darkness is removed, and we have a glorious future promised and awaiting us. This reading from John reminds me of one of my favorite hymns, the Epiphany hymn, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light," number 411 in the Lutheran Service Book. And it says, "I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus, indeed. Now may the peace of God that passes all of our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen."
We thank Pastor Luke Brown from St. John Lutheran Church in Westphalia, Kansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.